Jesus, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus. So lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, my Lord Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, talking about Jesus. So lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. He was heralded by the angels, born in a lonely manger. The Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. All three wise men came from afar. They were guided by a shining star to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger filled with hay. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, sweet little Jesus, he's so lowly. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, sweet baby Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Talking about Jesus. Jesus, so lowly, so meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Oh, what a wonderful child.
Your baby boy would someday walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver. Your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, then you kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live. sleeping child you're holding is the great, the great I am.
When our oldest son, Eric, was in the Navy, and he was on the aircraft carrier, the USS America, we used to have to call him at weird... There's a connection there? Okay, all right. We used to have to call him at strange hours, because he worked strange hours, and you see, about the only time we could reach him is when he was under the deck doing his job under the catapults. Those are the mechanisms that are very loud, he told us, with the chains and pistons and everything, that take a jet from a dead standstill with no runway, but just the end of the deck. It's a big ship, but still, it's a ship. It's not an airport. And you got to get this thing fast enough to be able to take off. That was his job. He had to keep an eye on the catapult. Never knew, ever, when you'd be called like that to duty, you know. Something happens, everybody, all hands on deck, literally, and you get into action. Well, it was very late at night one time when we called him, and even in spite of the good Navy coffee that he kept drinking and drinking and drinking, he fell asleep. So we startled him, and it woke him up. And he answers the phone, not knowing who it's going to be, because it's the phone there in the ship. Habluven. That became a family word ever since. Habluven is kind of, hey, wait, what? Just kind of startled, coming awake, coming alive. This scripture is all about a response from us. Is it going to be habluven because we're asleep? Or are we awake? Are we alive? Are we ready? All my life I heard this scripture. Two in the field, one taken, one remains. Two at the mill grinding, one's taken, one remains. What I say to you, watch, Jesus says, you don't know the time or the hour. That was always interpreted as off into the future. Isn't that the way you understand it too? Have you ever heard it differently? Well, you're going to hear it differently this morning. There is another layer. Everything Jesus taught as a good Jewish rabbi had to do with here and now. Yes, it spins off into the future in the next life, but it starts here and now. And the Christian church hasn't always done a very good job of starting here now. We jump off into the next life and we miss what's our response going to be when God, at a moment's notice, and you can't plan ahead, just like on deck, calls. Is it habluven? One light. Looks rather lonely up here, doesn't it? But it's here. It's here. Or should I say, he's here. We never, ever know when we're going to see God in action. Spot God's footprints, discover God's fingerprints on a situation that we're going through or somebody we're watching because we care. You can't plan that stuff. Just like Eric couldn't plan when were we going to call him. He didn't know. When would the captain of the ship order everybody in gear? Because we've got a conflict situation. Those planes have to get off deck now. He couldn't plan that. You can't plan that sort of thing. So Jesus' advice is always, always, always. Yes, it sounds like a Boy Scout motto. Maybe the Girl Scouts too. Be prepared. Be ready. Whenever. Not Habluvim. Okay, Habluvim God. Huh? That doesn't work. How many of you ever played in a carnival or a circus or something, whack-a-mole? All right. So you know the drill. Those of you who've played the game, there's this little wooden board or whatever with holes in it. And this mole comes up out of you never know which hole. So you stand there with a wooden or a plastic hammer and you get ready to hammer this thing. Nice little game. So you stand there and you watch. Well, if our posture playing whack-a-mole is habluvin, we're never going to get it, ever. Jesus' advice is you stand ready. Do we know which hole and when? No. Any more than we can predict the next tragedy that's going to happen to you or to me. The next brokenness that we're going to have to walk with somebody we love. Can't plan that. But are we habluvim? Or are we ready? Use this season of Advent. That's what these spiritual disciplines, the daily practice is all about. It's getting the hammer in the hand, rubbing the sleepy dirt out of our eyes, and getting ready. It's choosing love over hate. There is so much hate mongering. You cannot listen to any news venue these days. I don't care how you get your news, without being fed heaping tablespoons of hate. It's prevalent. It's toxic. It's deadly. And we have a choice to make. As for me and my house, remember those words? Come from the Old Testament. We will serve the Lord. That's a choice. If we get dragged through life like habluvim, we will miss God here, now. How many prayers have been answered? When we pray week after week for people, oftentimes we don't hear that yay God and follow up with a thank you because we saw the results of the prayer being answered here, now. Not the next life, here. We have to make a conscious choice to pay attention to those things. Otherwise, habluvim, they go right over our heads. One more example. How many of you have ever almost or hit a deer driving at night? Almost. How many? I pray for those hit. Already, I saw one hand. You can't plan that, can you? But if I'm driving like habluvim, I'm bound to hit more deer than if I'm alert. I'm awake, and I expect there just might be deer on my trip home tonight. It's the first Sunday of Advent. Expect that before you leave here today, before you leave this room today, expect that before you go to bed tonight, expect God will show up. So what's our answer? Blue moon? We're ready. Amen.